Welcome to Sandpiper, and where are you off to this fine day?
Boston. Although, I wish I wasn't. I'm going to see my mother.
Sounds like you two don't get along.
We just have this one little problem. I think I'm 40. Mom thinks I'm 12.
You know, I was just reading something in my psychology book that might be of help to you. You see, it's possible that your mother has trouble defining herself as anything other than your parent. If she allows you to grow up, then she has to admit that she's getting older herself, and that isn't always easy. Can you imagine the pain the poor woman must be feeling? Oh! Now you just let it all out. Oh.
I never really looked at it from Mom's point of view. Thank you so much. Are you going to be here on Monday when I come back?
Well, let's see. I do have an hour open around 2.
Great. I'll see you then. Alex, Davis is going to be here any second. What about my hair? Should I wear it like up with just a few or just down?
I think it looks great either way.
If I may cast a vote, I like it up or down. Just not in my soup.
Antonio, I'm really sorry. I tell you what, no charge.
No kidding.
What time is it?
Helen, relax. I'm sure he'll be here.
Oh, I know he will. And just because he didn't show up the last few times, I know for a fact he's definitely going to be here today.
Yeah, sure he will.
No, Brian, I'm really sick of you doing that. Because if I say he's going to be here, he's going to be here. As a matter of fact, he left Paris on schedule, landed in New York, caught a shuttle to Boston, and is on Roy's next flight, which means he's going to be walking through those doors in 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, sure he will.
Hey, Faye. Joe said one of these lights was on the front.
Oh, that one in the corner, lower.
Faye, what is this?
Oh, it's my rat. I kidnapped her from the psychology lab.
Okay. Get away clean now, or what the hell? Go ahead.
Well, my instructor promised that she would only be used for a few harmless experiments, but he lied.
They always lie. First they suck you in with the free milk and cookies. Next thing you know, you're running naked through a maze.
Well, Faye, it is not staying in my office. These things are gross.
A rat. What do the people in coach get?
Oh, no, listen, please, Joe. If I take her back to school, they're going to hurt her. And I've grown attached to her. She's become almost like my colleague. And you don't want to see harm come to a collie, generally speaking. Besides, how many times do we have to prove that when an animal receives a shock for doing something, it learns not to do it again?
One more time.
You see, Joe, that could be happening to her. Oh, please let me keep her here.
All right, but just don't let the passengers see it.
Oh, look at her. She's sweet. Oh, she's licking my finger. I think she likes me.
Maybe it's just our rat show professional courtesy.
Well, you can tease me all you want, but I called the hotel, and Davis confirmed his reservation. He'll be here.
Yeah, sure he will.
Davis! Yeah, sure he will.
Wait a second. Didn't she used to be a redhead?
Wow, you've put on a lot of weight.
I thought you were taller.
You know, I remember you being a much better dresser. Gee, I'm not attracted to you at all.
Me neither. What were we thinking?
It's me.
What is that? Witty banter? Helen's not witty. What the hell's he done to her?
So, look who I found. Hi.
Hi.
So, what do you want to do?
Well, first off, I'm going to take you out to lunch. As a matter of fact, why don't I take everybody? It'll give us a chance to get to know each other.
Great idea.
I'm in. I'll pass.
Look, Joe, I know I'm not exactly your favorite person.
No, I never said that.
Boy, I would have. I didn't invest in your business. I'm dating your old girlfriend. I'd hate my guts.
Well, maybe we do have something in common.
Come on, Joe. Be nice to her.
Yeah, you know how long it took for Helen to find a new boyfriend?
Come on, Joe, please. I want you two to be friends.
All right, okay. But you don't have to buy me lunch. I'll buy you lunch. As a matter of fact, I'll buy everybody lunch.
Terrific. Say, Helen, do you mind if we stop off at the hotel? I want to dump my bags.
Sure. I'll just meet you out there.
All right. Hey, listen, I know you wanted to buy us lunch, and Joe stole your thunder, but if it'll make you feel any better, I'd be willing to take the cash equivalent.
Joe, that was very generous of you, and I know it wasn't easy. Thank you very much.
Well, it's harder than you think.
How much you need?
50 out of 10.
If I jump in the shower real quick, I just need to wake up.
Okay, sure, no problem.
Great.
Can you believe how transparent that guy is?
Joe.
No, hey, I came up here with a good attitude, but come on. The only reason he brought us here is to show off this fancy hotel room.
Oh, please.
Well, what does he need it for? He's only here for one night. All he needs is a bed, a blanket, and a toilet.
He's not doing time, Joe.
I mean, really, does he think anyone's going to be impressed by all this?
Wow, would you look at this place?
Ooh, it's gorgeous.
Man, tell me, look at this fireplace, antiques, great view. Whoa, hello, the honor bar. Oh, baby, I love this. 1750 for macadamia nuts.
No, that's obscene. What kind of sucker would pay that kind of money for junk food?
Help yourself to anything you want out there.
Yo, Brian, toss me those nuts.
Wow, feel this leather. This thing must have cost a fortune.
Yeah, you know, you can tell an awful lot about a person from what's in their suitcase.
Hey, no, Brian, don't.
Oh, come on, Helen, here, look at this. Check this out. Cashmere sweaters, means he's got money.
Armani ties, he's got taste.
Yeah. Hey, what else he's got? Way too much time on his hands.
That bag.
Oh,
that's...
come on. Hey, Joe, check this stuff out. Look, wait, not now. I got a thirst that can only be quenched by an $8 can of orange juice. Look, guys, step aside, Helen, and see what other toys you brought with them.
Brian, this is private. Stop it. Come on, Helen. It's like going to somebody's apartment, peeking in the medicine cabinet. Everybody does it.
You looked in my medicine cabinet?
Yes, and you have some lip gloss to explain.
Come on, Helen, aren't you least bit curious?
No, not at all.
Oh, of course you are. Listen, we can hear the shower. When it cuts off, we'll give you the high sign.
Cover me, I'm going in. There's really not anything special in here, just shirts and sweaters and shoes. He brought me a present.
Helen, you shouldn't open that.
Yes, I'm gonna open it. That way I know how to reciprocate, you know, cover my butt.
Well, that's certainly not gonna do it.
Not for me.
Maybe he bought it for another woman, the bastard.
Maybe it's for him, the bitch.
Come on, he came here to see you. This was in his suitcase. Who else could it be for?
Maybe there's something else in here that goes with it.
I believe you're supposed to have what goes with it.
Shh. Turn the shower off.
I think the tissue was more.
No, the label's on top. Right. Label's on top. The label's on top.
He's drawing his hair. Quick.
Wasn't that suitcase open?
Sorry it took so long. Hope you found something to keep you busy.
We didn't find anything. We were just sitting here. We barely moved.
Well, somebody sure got into something over here.
Brian, I told
me?
You not to
it
do
was
it.
Shorty,
I tried
to hurt you. You.
Hey, you don't have to apologize. It's just a jar of nuts and a can of orange juice. Good thing the bed was bolted down.
By the way, Helen, I made reservations, but I thought maybe it'd be a little bit more romantic if we just had dinner right here in the room tonight, if that's okay.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Great.
Dinner in a room, flimsy little teddy. Your salad's gonna be wearing more dressing than you are.
Go on, say hello, Antonio. Go on, Cupcake, say hello.
I think you're putting too much pressure on her.
Oh, give me a break. I know she can't talk.
No. Your beefy mitts are squeezing the life out of her.
Oh, don't you worry. I'd never let anything happen to my furry little cupcake. Yeah.
I'm looking for Faye Cochran. I'm Professor Lawson, her psychology instructor.
Wait a second. Aren't you the guy that made me run naked through a maze?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm not going to tell you where Faye is. She happens to be one of my dearest friends. And if you're here to give that lovely, caring woman any problems, you're going to have to go through me.
Miss Cochran has stolen university property. Now, if you don't tell me where she is, I'll have you arrested as well.
Faye Company.
Professor Lawson, are you flying with us today?
Miss Cochran, you know why I'm here. As I said on the phone, if you don't hand over the animal, I'm going to have to call the police.
No.
Miss Cochran.
Well, how would you like it if somebody stuck you in a cage and gave you a shock every time you made a wrong decision, like buying that jacket? I'm sorry, but I refuse to give her back.
And you won't change your mind?
No, I won't.
Well, then I have only one thing to say. Congratulations.
What?
Miss Cochran, this whole thing has been an experiment in human behavior. When I told the class the rats might be harmed, you were the only one who took action.
Really?
Yes. You're obviously a very kind-hearted, highly principled, compassionate woman.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I've often been described as a little ray of sunshine. So you're not going to fry the little rodent?
Of course not. She's a very valuable animal. And brilliant, too. Did you know she can pick out the itsy bitsy spider on a touch-tone phone?
Uh-oh, just one second. Roy, good news. Your little cupcake's not in danger anymore, so you can give her back to Professor Lawson.
Oh, it's too late. I heard him nosing around out here, so I took her out to the parking lot and I let her go.
You what?
She was born free and she'll live free.
She wasn't born free. She was born in a lab. Without that animal, 2 years of research goes down the drain. This will hardly help your grade, Miss Cochran.
Oh, thanks a lot, Roy.
Oh, Cupcake, that's beautiful.
Believe he'd give me a gift like that. It's completely inappropriate.
I know exactly what Helen means. It's too early in their relationship for him to give her such an intimate gift. You, on the other hand, are way overdue.
That's right. When you're dating someone, there's a specific order to gift giving. First date, flowers, right? Second date, stuffed animal. No bigger than this. Fourth date, a little more personal. Keychain, perhaps. Sixth date, all right, you're getting to know each other. Now you can get a little more intimate. Gloves.
She's not serious.
Oh, yes, she is. When we were dating, I screwed up someplace around keychain. I had to go all the way back to flowers.
Why don't you just put out a brochure, the do's and don'ts of dating Helen?
Oh, that's easy. Don't.
What are we talking about?
Well, Helen's a little upset because Lynch bought her this flimsy black lace teddy.
I'm not gonna sleep in it.
You're not supposed to sleep in it. You put it on, do a half gainer off the headboard, throw it in the corner till morning.
I've never really gotten excited from wearing women's lingerie.
Wait a second, Antonio, I think you got caught in one of those language things. What you meant to say is that you never really got excited seeing women wear lingerie.
Oh, yes, of course.
Anyway, the point is, David should not be thinking about my lingerie yet.
Wait a second, but he's a guy. I mean, 2 minutes after he met you, he was probably picturing you naked, and that's what guys do.
I know that. Girls do the same thing, just that I feel really stupid. I thought our relationship was special. I thought we were growing into something meaningful. But all that Teddy means is he wants to get me into bed.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I have no choice. All I can do is throw it in his face and break up with him.
Don't you think that's a little drastic? He hasn't even given it to you yet.
Exactly. What are you going to tell him? I was snooping through your luggage and I saw a present that didn't have my name on it, so I opened it up.
Good point. All right. I'll go to dinner with him, wait till the little pig boy makes his move, then I'll throw it in his face and break up with him.
Sounds like an evening.
More champagne?
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay. Well, this sure beats some crowded, stuffy restaurant, huh?
Yes, it's quite lovely. Thank you.
Helen, is something wrong? You've seemed a bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Icy?
Have I?
Okay, wait a minute. I know what's wrong. You think I went all the way to Paris and didn't bring back a gift for you?
No, actually, I'd be real surprised if you didn't.
Well, you don't have to worry. Now, this is just a little something. Trust me, it's not much.
Ain't that the truth?
I hope I chose correctly. You're not the easiest person in the world to shop for.
See, that's where you're wrong. I'm very easy to shop for. I mean, a little stuffed animal would have been perfect. No bigger than this.
I'll remember that for next time. I hope you like it.
Oh, just give it to me.
Now, if you don't like it, promise me you'll tell me.
Oh, I promise. You know, I really wish you hadn't done this, Davis. I mean, it really is uncomfortable for me to know that you think that I'm the kind of person that you can give a gift like soap.
They're hand-carved in the shape of little instruments. The moment I saw it, I thought of you.
Soap? Soap. He got me soap. You know, I waited all evening for him to spring that teddy on me, and he never did. Damn him, he was a perfect gentleman.
You know, Helen, French soap is not such a bad gift.
Yeah, maybe for Christmas he'll give you a bottle of mouthwash and a stick of deodorant.
Wait. I don't understand. You're mad because he gave you a gift you did not want?
No, he gave me a perfectly nice gift.
I see. So you're mad because he did not give you a gift you did want?
No, I'm mad because he didn't give me the teddy.
But, thought you did not want the teddy.
I didn't.
So you didn't get it, so you should be happy, but you're not. You're furious.
Exactly.
I've got to get off of this ride.
Helen, face it. You bought the teddy for someone else.
Thanks for the newsflash, Joe. Don't you think it occurred to me? I just feel so stupid. I thought we had a real relationship, but he probably has a girl in every port, one of whom is getting my damn teddy.
This guy cannot win. And first you're mad at him because he wants you to be dirty. Now you're mad at him because he wants you to be clean.
So, what are you going to do?
What else can I do? I'm going to break up with him.
Look, Helen, if you're going to dump the guy, do it for the right reason, because he's an idiot. Not over some silly misunderstanding. Look, I'll be honest with you. I have no idea what you see in that guy, but if you see something worth saving, then save it.
What, you think I'm overreacting?
Oh, just a little.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you have an exclusive relationship.
That's right. Don't forget, up until 2 days ago, this guy was Mr. Perfect.
Helen, just for the record, I want you to know that I think Davis is a wonderful guy. That the two of you make a beautiful couple.
Thanks, Lowell.
You know what I just realized? It's true what they say. Nostrils are the windows to the soul.
Bye, Lowell.
Bye.
You know, you guys are right. I am overreacting. I mean, that is none of my business. I'm just gonna forget this whole thing ever happened. I'm gonna forget I ever saw that stupid teddy. Oh, hi, Davis.
Came back to say goodbye.
Oh, Davis, is that time already?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, but I'll get back just as soon as I can, if you want me to.
Yes, of course I do.
Well, it was nice seeing you.
Take
all
care. Bye. Come on.
I know I wasn't very good company last night, but I just wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your gift. That was very sweet.
Well, sure.
Helen, what are you doing?
Get that. I can't take
down here with this is my underwear.
I'm not talking about your underwear. I'm talking about this. What is this? If I'm soap, who the hell is Silk?
31 and still single. I wonder why.
All right, here's a four. Who's this for? Come on.
Oh, Helen, this is really awkward.
Oh, yes, I bet it is. Who's it for?
Oh, all right. It's for you. No, it is. Helen, I saw it in Paris, and it was so beautiful. I wanted you to have it. But then I realized it's too soon for me to give you a gift like that. So I decided to wait.
Really?
Well, yeah, there's a protocol to gift giving. I didn't want to rush it.
So, when were you planning on giving it to me?
I don't know. Probably somewhere around date 10 or 12.
Right after Monogram Stationery?
Yeah, but before Precious Metals.
Oh, dang it.
There's one thing, Helen. How'd you even know it was in my suitcase?
In the upcoming Cheers episode, Frasier reveals he was once married to Kenny G. But wait a minute, that's Nanny G. Wait another minute, who the heck is Nanny G? Stay tuned.